Good morning, Columbus County. This is Daryl Jackson with your CCN local news. Early voting starts tomorrow in Columbus County. Remember, you need an approved ID to cast a ballot. Free voter ID cards are available at the Board of Elections. North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson is suing CNN for $50 million after the television network claimed the Republican gubernatorial candidate was a frequent visitor to a pornographic website more than a decade ago. Robinson has denied the allegations. He says supporters of Democrat candidate Josh Stein created the alleged post using artificial intelligence. The Hurricane Donation Center is once again open for business. Warm clothing, gas and kerosene heaters, small LP tanks, cleaning supplies, and hand tools are being accepted at the Black's Tire facility in the former Ford dealership on South Madison Street in Whiteville. Cash donations are also needed to help fund operations. Contact the Columbus Baptist Association for more information. New vape stores will face stricter zoning rules in the city of Whiteville. Council last Tuesday approved rules limiting the number of vape and tobacco stores per mile, as well as where they can be built. Columbus County will hold a public hearing in November on a similar plan. Commissioners last Monday expressed concerns that the county's proposal was not strict enough. Other municipalities are considering new vape shop rules. It's pro rodeo time again at the Boys and Girls Homes at Lake Waccamaw. The gates will open at 6 o'clock on Friday and Saturday evening, and the competition starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $20, and little cowpokes under 8 get in free. Go to srarodeo.com for more details. Downtown Whiteville will once again host its adult costume party at the Vineland Station Friday, October 25th at 7 p.m. Cost is $20 for adults 21 and over. There will be prizes awarded for the best individual and couples costumes. Chaburn Baptist Church will host their Trunk or Treat Sunday, October 27th from 5 until 7 p.m. There will be games, barrel train rides, face painting, a photo booth, hay ride, and much, much more. Columbus County is recruiting beaver trappers to help control the population of the hardworking animals. A basic beaver trapping class will be held Saturday, October 26th at the Soil and Water Conservation Office at the Columbus County Complex. The bounty for beavers this year is $80 per animal. Call 910-642-2196 extension 3 to pre-register for the free class. And some traffic advisories to be aware of. You need to use extra caution if you're in downtown Whiteville tomorrow. The city will be restricting the parking lanes from Walter to Pecan Street on Madison. You can expect delays in some areas. And the new overpass on US 74 at Lake Waccamaw is partially open. Eastbound traffic is being detoured onto Chauncey Town and Fire Tower Roads. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, I'm Daryl Jackson reporting.